and a man who I'm sure was sitting in front of the television last night and thinking, okay, why are they playing last year's draft lottery? I don't understand what's going on here. Kenny Rota joining us. Hello, Kenny.
It was deja vu all over again, wasn't it, gentlemen?
It was bizarre, wasn't it, Kenny?
It really was. To see that happen as I was sitting here with my laptop and watching it and tweeting, saying, look, you don't want the Cavaliers picking ninth. If you don't hear them at nine, good things are going to happen. And as I wrote one of my blogs for KennyRota.com, it was kind of like the Olympics yesterday, if you know what I mean, guys. You want to finish one, two, or three because you're going to get a medal, right? You're going to feel pretty good about yourself. And if the Cavaliers would have got the first, second, or third pick yesterday, I would have been ecstatic because then it would have been Embiid, Wiggins, or Parker, whoever was left over at three, or you got your choice at two, or if you're lucky to get one, you get the pick of the litter. And as it turned out, as we watched Dr. J and that gorgeous representative from the Milwaukee Bucks that we were
18,
up there with,
18.
David Griffin, you're sitting there and of all the people, David Griffin, a great response from him, and the Cavaliers get the number one pick again, and now it's up to David Griffin to decide who that pick should be or if they should trade that pick.
Well, the interesting thing is you don't have to wait and see who drops to you. They can lead the parade here.
Yeah, absolutely, Les. You know what? You almost are envious if you're the third pick because then you don't have to make that decision.
There's no pressure because
we had no choice.
There's those three guys and then everybody else. Okay, so you take who's ever left, but now you have to decide between a 7-foot center who's got back and knee issues, a kid that is the most athletic player to come into the league probably since LeBron James and Andrew Wiggins, who fills a need at the wing position, and then the plug-and-play kid that's ready to step in right now at small forward / power forward in Jabari Parker. So it was interesting to hear David Griffin talk last night about how open-minded they were and they would explore every option out there before making this pick. And I think they're in a win. We always hear a win-win situation. I think they're in a win-win-win situation.
Yeah, and he made it clear that there's no savior there. So that leaves the other options way wide open.
Here's the thing that you look at, and I was just going down the list of the past 15 NBA champions, guys. We always hear about how the game is changing, and even David Griffin said that last night, that the game is changing maybe more from a big man's game to a wing position. But if you go back to 1999, the last 15 years, David Robinson, Shaq, Tim Duncan, then you had Ben Wallace kind of with the Pistons mixed in, and then it was Duncan, Shaq, Duncan, KG at Boston, Gasol, Bynum, Dallas kind of threw a wrinkle in there, and then the Heat the last 2 years. So when you go back to
although Dirk's still 7 feet tall.
Right, true. He's a 7-footer, right? So the big man, there still is a place for a dominant big man in this game, and they've been pretty successful in the last 15 years. So that's why Joel Embiid, they're going to do all the medical work they can on him to find out how serious that back injury is, how his knee has healed, and if that's a player that is 100% healthy, he is really going to be in the mix, and he's going to be tough to pass up based on what he can do now defensively for you, but also potentially down the road, what he might turn into. You're hearing the comparisons of a Hakeem Olajuwon and a Tim Duncan, and those are two pretty good guys to compare somebody to if you have a chance to get your hand on a player of that caliber.
And Kenny, not to look at it short term because this is anything but a short term situation, but boy, do the Cavaliers need big men.
Yeah, they do. Anderson Varejão is their best. No offense to Tristan Thompson, he's a power forward. I think he's reached his ceiling. And that's okay because he's a decent player, but yeah, Andy's with his body and how banged up that's been, there's more tread or less tread on those tires than what there should be. So for me, Joel Embiid would definitely fill a need. Again, the big man, you go back, you're scared because of Greg Oden and Sam Bowie, but you also look, like I said, at Robinson, at Duncan, at Shaq, and guys like that have made a difference at the center position. So David Griffin, I will say this. I feel much more confident about the man making this decision than I did in the past drafts. I wasn't a Chris Grant fan, and I'm glad it's David Griffin making this decision.
Kenny, a lot of things will change over the next several weeks here, and we, as we talked earlier, at least you don't have to wait as long for this draft as we did for the NFL. But if you had to make a guess now, and we're not going to hold you to it because it's going to change, do they keep the pick or do they package it and do something else?
I want to keep this pick because this draft has been touted as one that could rival or be close to that 03 draft where LeBron, Carmelo, D-Wade, Chris Bosh came out. And those guys have fared pretty well in the NBA. Now, granted, they all had to get together to win a championship on the same team, but still, they won a championship. So I love Andrew Wiggins, athletically gifted, jumps out of the gym, 44-inch vertical. And the fact that he plays both ends of the floor, guys, you don't have to teach him defense. He's known for that. He kind of reminds me of a taller version of Sidney Moncrief from the Bucks. Wow. Back in the day, an all-NBA defensive standout with more offense.
Sidney
can
play.
He's the transition game. His shooting has improved. And to me, if I'm picking number one right now, and granted, I don't have the medical reports, and I'm not going to get to see these guys work out individually and everything. I'm an Andrew Wiggins guy because he can play two positions offensively, shooting guard and small forward, I think. He can guard three positions at the smaller power forward spot, the small forward and shooting guard. And this is a kid that has unbelievable potential, and he's already good. So for me, Andrew Wiggins is my choice at this time.
Ahead of the big guy.
Yes, ahead of the big guy, because it's a big guy with back problem. Well, you know, Jeff, my Lombardi disc acted up now at the end of my career, but, you know, if you got some back issues and whatnot and all at the beginning of your career, it might be a concern to draft a player like that. I mean, Brad Daugherty, think about the years they lost when Brad had the back injury, and granted, they had a nice run while he was healthy, but you have to take that into consideration. Well, with the bitch. And I'll throw Coach Luke in there for you as well. So I need him to go to the Cleveland Clinic, and I'm going to put him through every test possible before I'm sold on Joel Embiid. Now, if he's 100% healthy and they don't find any red flags, then, yeah, I would pick between Embiid and Wiggins, whereas Parker's the guy that's the most ready to play right now. Those two, I think, have more upside potential than Parker does.
Kenny Rota joining us. Kenny, I received an email from Jack, who sends me emails all the time, and he said this: don't get cute. He said, re-sign Spencer Hawes and draft Wiggins. And then he lists this: Spencer Hawes, Tristan Thompson, Andrew Wiggins, Kyrie Irving, and then at shooting guard, you get either a trade, Miles Jack, or Deion Waiters, and then you go from there. Is that going to be enough for the Cavs this offseason, or does David Griffin need to take Kyrie, Deion, and maybe take those guys, whoever he drafts, and then work everything else and try and reshape this whole thing?
I'll be shocked if they don't make a trade this offseason, because I've heard David talk so much about finding the right fit. That three-letter word that he's used, you've heard it, Jeff, right?
Yep. It's the word of the offseason, Kenny.
It is, and I agree with him, and that's why I didn't understand what Chris Grant was trying to do. He wasn't drafting the players that fit together. I mean, look at what Washington did. They had a ball-dominant guard in John Wall, so they went out and got a shooting guard who comes off screens and fills it up from distance, who doesn't need the ball in his hands, in Beal. And it's the perfect fit for them, and it paid dividends, and they went out and they got Dortot at center, and they found a fit there. So
Nene.
I think you look at what, Nene, another guy they paid. So you look at what Washington did in finding the fit in the NBA. You can only play five guys at a time, so you want those five guys to fit. It's not like the NFL where there's 11 and then 11 more on defense. You know what I mean? So you have to find five guys that work together that fit. And right now, to me, Kyrie and Deion aren't a good fit together, and I think that's a trade chip. One or the other, whoever you deem as the one you're going to build around, you maybe package the other guy and maybe a Tristan Thompson and get a proven all-star to come in here and then keep the number one pick and put your team together that way. That's what I would do if I were Griff. I know Kevin loves the hot topic right now because he wants out of Minnesota. And as I told Ken Carman last night, I'm not trading for Kevin Love unless I know I've got him signed to a long-term extension.
And it would be nice if he had Kyrie signed also.
Yeah, that would help too, right? But don't you think with this, as far as the coaching search and Kyrie, doesn't this maybe put them in a better frame of mind of wanting to stay with the Cavs and Kyrie and want to come to the Cavs and coach because of the pieces that you have in place as well as what you have at your fingertips with the number one pick and the cap space? I think it's a desirable position now for a head coach to want to come to Cleveland. I think it's more desirable for Kyrie to sign that long-term deal now with getting the number one pick.
We've been talking about this all morning, but which one excites you more, the Browns getting ready here with all the excitement or what just happened last night?
It's a great question, right? Who's going to impact the team more, whoever the Cavaliers take at number one, Wiggins, Parker, or Embiid, or Johnny Manziel with the Cleveland Browns? Guys, we know this is a football town. It's Browns first and everybody else second, but the Cavaliers have an opportunity to get back into the spotlight maybe where they were when LeBron was here, at least back into the playoffs, to climb their way back into the spotlight with this pick and some moves this offseason. But Johnny Football is still the number one topic. It's what everybody wants to talk about. There's Instagram and Twitter photos, and he went to the bathroom. He got a drink of water. He tied his 15-size shoe. I mean, everything is Johnny Football. And so for me, I'm very curious to see how that's going to play out. I looked at the schedule. I wouldn't, unless he just totally blows Hoyer out of the water in preseason camp and in the preseason games, I would seriously wait until that fourth game of the season before I consider starting Johnny Football, because you've got Pittsburgh on the road to start it off, then the Saints and the Ravens, three playoff caliber teams. Then you have a bye week to kind of ease him in and maybe start him at Tennessee. And that's how I would do it, unless he just, Hoyer's not 100% healthy, or he just shows you that he's that much better than Hoyer. I'd be careful with how I use Johnny Manziel.
Kenny Rota joining us on the AdventureAutoGroup.com hotline, as he does every Thursday at 12:40. Kenny, thank you, bud. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Kenny.
Hey, real quick, guys. Appreciate the time in that. Dickie Vitale, as soon as that happened last night, I had a chance to do an interview with him. You can check it out at KennyRota.com and hear who he has in his mind as a no-brainer for the Cavaliers to pick. So check it out at KennyRota.com.
All right, Kenny, thank you very much, bud.